Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Friday night edition of the show. Normally we don't announce what night it is except when it's Saturdays, but I felt like announcing it tonight because we're in a special place. We're doing things a little bit differently this weekend. We're broadcasting live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it has, as predicted, turned out to be a stellar event that is only about half over at this point. There's a lot to go here. In fact, we're going to tell you more about what's coming up, what has transpired, and we'll get to all of that here over the next 3 hours. And, of course, take your calls as well because it's still Free Talk Live, and you can still call in and talk about anything. The toll-free number, again, brought to you by SACL CAI, is 1-800-259-9231. And so, as usual, when we're doing the Liberty Forum broadcast, we will have various different people sitting in on our third microphone tonight. So this evening you're going to hear special guests who perhaps were speaking today at the forum. I know that I think Dr. Mary Ruart will be joining us hopefully at some point tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
She is actually in the process of about to commence in her keynote speech here in moments, which we unfortunately will not be able to experience because we have to do our radio show.
The nature of the business.
But that's okay because she's coming, probably going to be coming here later, and who knows who else we'll be able to drag in through the doors. I know Glenn Jacobs was speaking earlier today, so hopefully we'll be able to pull him in here at some point. Of course, sometimes the third mic might be sitting open. Our listeners will be milling in and about and hanging around, and so they're certainly invited to sit in on the program just as though they might pick up the phone and call in. The number again, 800-259-9231. We're going to jump right in here because we've got a special guest sitting with us. His name is Michael Manna, and he's the host of his own podcast, The T4 Show. Am I correct about that? What's the website for that, Michael?
It's actually t4show.com, and it stands for Tech Today, Tech Tomorrow, and it's basically anything in technology, podcast, YouTube channel, blog, and just pretty much have a great time doing it.
So. T4show.com.
Yes.
Now, so whatever interests you, is that's what you talk about? How often do you do it?
You know what's funny is I update the videos every day, just about every day. They're usually the standard I try to do for each YouTube video, whether it's a review video, a tutorial, a tip, maybe answer a question that someone called in or read or emailed to me, I should say. And pretty much keep it under 5 minutes. Keep it, you know, for all the people out there with ADD. So it's real short and sweet.
I'm amazed that anybody listens to this show.
Two hours
every single night.
They love it.
But they do.
Well, that just proves how good it is. And that proves how bad I am that I got to keep it under 5 minutes.
You probably have a lot more listeners than we do, though. I mean, there are some of the tech shows out there. I know they're just tremendously popular. And, if you keep things shorter, more people are going to listen. So you probably have a much larger cume. Would that be the right word,
Mark? That's the right word.
Total number of listeners?
Yes.
Well, you know what's funny about the people that listen and the people that subscribe to the videos? They really drive what it is. Because when I get an email or someone calls into my hotline or asks for a tip or tutorial or says, I want to buy this, what's it like? Mm-hmm. I go out and get it, bring it back home, and do a video on it. So really the viewers and the listeners of the podcast really drive the T4 show and the content and the material because it makes it easy for me because I know what they want to see. I know what they want to hear about. And, same thing with Free Talk Live. It's about anything, so people call in.
Do the tech companies give you a discount for all the stuff you buy?
Well, I work with certain companies, but Best Buy and Costco have pretty good return policies.
Hey, look.
Well, maybe not anymore. Maybe that's over.
But you're not just a talk show host. You're not just a podcast host. You're also a wrestler by trade.
Correct.
And you've been in the big... how would you define your wrestling career? I mean, what can you say to people about that?
Injury-ridden. No, I've been wrestling for over 19 years.
Wow.
And, that will get to why I'm actually here, because one of my colleagues is here today. Glenn. I wrestled for WWE for 9 years, from 1999 to 2008.
What was your stage name?
Stevie Richards. Okay. I kept Stevie Richards throughout my whole 19-year career. I'm very blessed that way. Or cursed.
So you are still using that name today, then?
Correct. I wrestle for TNA Wrestling. It's on Spike TV every Thursday night at 9 p.m. I wrestle for them now, and I wrestle across the world pretty much doing independence, whenever I want. So
that's
it's a good life.
Awesome.
So the independents, they get picked up by whatever federation out there?
Independents are kind of what you saw in The Wrestler, the movie The Wrestler. It's pretty much independent bookings, what we call live events or spot shows that aren't on TV. Mm-hmm. And you pretty much do them on weekends. I have jobs, and I had a job with Phone Fusion, which is a unified communications company that I did along with T4 Show. And, you know, I do computer work. I love working. I work anytime I have free time.
I get so bored if I'm not working. I run out of things to do.
Exactly. I try to be as much of an entrepreneur and as much of work ethic that WWE and in the past with my wrestling career instilled in me, and I'm carrying it over into my next stage of my life.
Yeah, well, the performers on WWE just work their butts off. They really do.
Absolutely.
They put you guys. You
were mentioning
their money's worth out of you guys.
To me earlier in a conversation that you like to play video games. Is that one of your favorite hobbies?
I play video games just about every day. I play Xbox Live. And, you know, I really do enjoy the fact that in Free Talk Live, a lot of times, especially with sometimes when you have Wayne on the show, it takes a tech kind of talk to it and, you know, talk mm-hmm. about technology or even some of the stuff with libertarian issues with video games, such as I'm sure everybody's familiar with the Grand Theft Auto stuff and
sure.
everything like that. And that really is when I started listening to Free Talk Live when Glenn Jacobs turned me on to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I knew that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing with this video game and all the other content out there for entertainment. But the way you guys explained it really turned me on in a way where, wow, just like anybody else who actually discovers the libertarian philosophy says, man, it's just common sense. That's all it really is.
It's just common sense. And you know, so many people believe so many things that aren't common sense. You have to unravel that. So, yeah, that's the way it is.
So what's your favorite game right now? What are you playing at the moment?
I play Madden 09.
So more of a sports gamer, or
yes,
are you all over the map?
Because I'm not very athletic anyway in real life, so
right.
I can live through Don and McNabb and all the other people in Madden 09.
Cool. All right.
I'm just joking. I'm very athletic.
You have to be very athletic in order to do professional wrestling. It's a lot of moves. You got to learn it. A friend of mine went through Dick Marchenko's School of Wrestling in Tampa. I can't remember.
D. Malenko.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Dick Marchenko is very. That's a good name though for a wrestler.
But yeah, it's a lot of work. He lost weight.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, it's a rough life. It's a hard life, but it's also very it's a very beneficial life if you play your cards right and you keep your head on straight and you don't participate in the pitfalls that seem to happen to a lot of athletes.
Like snorting your profits or something like that?
Well, like spending your money and not saving it, like doing drugs, drinking,
right.
making bad life choices, which obviously being libertarians, nobody's supposed to inhibit you from making good or bad choices. So
you're supposed to learn from the consequences of your actions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a rough consequence. First you make a bunch of money, and then, well, now I'm not making that money anymore because they don't want 60-year-old wrestlers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you got to learn it when you can, I guess. Hopefully you'll learn it earlier.
Hopefully
on.
I want 60-year-old podcasters and radio show hosts when the time comes.
I'm with you.
But if you look at the current talk radio industry, that's about all you've got is, you know, 60-year-old men talking in a microphone. So it's a pretty easy thing to do when
you'll be in good shape
when you're ready for that. So, hey, anything else you wanted to cover tonight?
No, I'm just here like we talked about off air. I'm just here to support Glenn Jacobs. He had an awesome speech today. It was just wonderful to see him up there and He really spoke on a lot of issues. I learned a lot from it.
I did too. That was like an economics lesson in 15 minutes or 20 minutes. It was incredible.
I had to miss it. So it was the inevitability of liberty. What made it inevitable?
Yeah, Glenn explains things. This is what I like about Glenn and a lot of people here. I can't speak for everybody because I didn't see everybody speak.
Mm-hmm.
But Glenn can take something that's so complicated, like they make it, like economics,
mm-hmm.
and really take a human's perspective on our humans. I can't even talk. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. I'm a podcast host, by the way. a human perspective on it, and really talk it to the normal person in layman's terms.
Yeah.
That's really what a lot of people in government and economics, even, you know, we're talking about people on radio or technology or anything else, if you talk over everybody's head, you're only hearing yourself talk. Nobody's learning anything from it. If you can learn from what Glenn talked about today, and you guys are pretty much experts.
I'm not an expert. I haven't done any research on economics.
Well,
I've just done this show and learned from my callers pretty much.
A lot of articles, too.
What little I know. Hey, Michael, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
A plane to catch or something like that. In fact, hopefully we'll get Glenn over here shortly and talk to you as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, where we're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert, and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rick Esselstyn.
There are a lot of folks out there who are taking fish oil supplements to ensure they're getting essential omega-3 fatty acids. But there are numerous ways to get essential omega-3 fatty acids without subjecting yourself to the potential risks of fish oils, which, according to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, are highly unstable molecules that can break down and release dangerous disease-causing free radicals. If you are unwilling to transition to a totally plant-strong diet, then go to a health food store and buy some plant-based omega-3 supplements, which, by the way, is where fish themselves get their omega-3s. For the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Assistant.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods and is also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Been here since last night. We broadcast live yesterday, and we'll be broadcasting live again tomorrow night for our live Saturday show. And if you have the opportunity, you want to come up here, because there's a lot going on. I mean, it's been all day long, stuff happening here at the Liberty Forum, and for the rest of the weekend, the schedule is loaded. We're going to talk more about the schedule here in a little bit, because there's a lot of exciting stuff still to come here at the Liberty Forum, so it's not too late. You can come up for all of Saturday if you want to. Just walk on in and buy yourself a Saturday ticket. It's a great opportunity to meet all kinds of liberty-oriented people. Both Liberty celebrities like Dr. Mary Ruard or Glenn Jacobs from the WWE the people like that, or just the regular folks that are here, hundreds of them, here to socialize, here to network, here to enjoy one another's company and talk about freedom or whatever else it is they feel like. It's a good time. It's a great experience. And it just keeps getting better year after year as more people who've been here before get to know one another better. And, of course, as new faces show up, and there are a lot of new faces here this year. So hopefully we'll see you out here this year. If not, maybe next year. By the way, you can get more information at freestateproject.org/libertyforum as far as the schedule of what's happening here. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be having several guests in throughout the night tonight, talking to them about a variety of different things. And one of those guests is with us right now. Dick Marple is with us. He's a former New Hampshire state representative. And Dick, if you could get right up on that microphone.
You
there.
Want me right up close here? Well, yep. First of all, I want to thank you for the privilege of meeting with you, John Sagan. I think it was up to Guilford at Gunstock there for the
Fest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival. We talked to you then.
That's correct. That's
what have you been doing since then?
Pardon me?
What have you been doing since then?
Well, we've been trying to spread a little light here as far as educating the people. And I maybe shouldn't say that. I should be making the people aware that they are the fourth branch of government.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we have the executive and we have the legislative and we have the judiciary, which are the three basic branches of government. But the fourth branch of government is you, the people. And you, the people, have the opportunity to oversee and reject all of that which you find that is immoral or otherwise with your government as far as your position on the jury. I've been associated with the Fully Informed Jury Association for many years. It's very passionate with me because it is an opportunity for everyone to become the judge themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You are just one member of 12 on that jury, and you can hang that jury. It's called jury nullification. Our corporate government, which is now existing in all of the states, are operating in a jurisdiction which is actually forbidden by our Constitution. If you read Article 3, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, you will see that admiralty jurisdiction is delegated to the federal courts exclusively, not to the state courts.
But they're doing it anyway.
Like, so
they do anything they want, don't they, Dick?
Well, let me put it that's because our fourth branch of government is not exercising the power that they have reserved, in particularly the New Hampshire Bill of Rights. So that's one of the reasons I'm proud to be a guess what, an inhabitant under Article 30, Part 2. I'm not a citizen. I'm an inhabitant under constitutional
definition. Why would anyone want to be a citizen anyway? I mean, the definition of a citizen, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And as it turns out, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled time and time again, and I'm sure Mark Stevens will be talking, we can talk to him about this later, but the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government has no obligation whatsoever to provide you with any of the, even the most basic rudimentary services.
You're
so,
absolutely
if
correct.
There is no obligation for them to provide anything, then therefore there could not possibly be even, there couldn't even be a citizen because the deal is broken right there.
You're absolutely correct. You see, the New Hampshire Constitution, as I mentioned before, is unique in that it was adopted by the people in this geographical area of the northern jurisdiction of our planet Earth here for North America. And when they adopted that, the Bill of Rights was put first. They were the reserved rights of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Part two is the form of government, which the people delegated to their employees, who are all the members of the judiciary, all the members of the legislature, and all of the members of the executive. They are the, and now let me tell you what Article 8, because I've committed it to memory, let's give it to you precisely. Article 8 of the New Hampshire Bill of Rights, which follows Article 7 relative to sovereignty. Article 8 says, quote, listen to these words, beautiful, all power. Well, let's say that all, that means everything, all power residing in and being derived from the people. All of the magistrates and officers of government are their substitutes and agents, and at all times accountable to them, period.
They don't act that way, though.
Well, that's because the people aren't demanding it.
So how do we change that?
How you change that is, well, there was a very illustrious judge by the name of James Alger Fee, F-E-E. And he was in Article 3, lifetime tenure. He's unfortunately no longer with us. But in the case United States versus Johnson, this Article 3 judge, James Alger Fee, admonished the entire world with his admonition that went, if you want your constitutional rights, there are two things that you must do. Number one, you must be a belligerent claimant at law, because you're at war with the corporate government. So you have to be a belligerent. But you are not a belligerent by nature. You're compelled to be one because James Alger Fee told you, if you want your constitutional rights, you, number one, you have to do it yourself, and you must not employ an attorney. Why? An attorney is an officer of the court.
He's sworn an oath of allegiance.
Absolute. His first duty is to the court.
To the state. Yeah.
Well, to the court.
Yeah.
Well, which is a corporate court now. Now, we're talking about two different courts here. Corporate courts versus an Article III judicial court.
Those don't exist, though, right?
Well, Article III courts do exist.
Well, they, are they around here?
Oh, somewhere? You have to appeal to one. You must appeal, not I can say appeal to one, you must petition one. Now, if you petition your one, as our illustrious James Alger Fee said, you do it as under an affidavit.
You know what? I don't think we have enough time to get into the actual details of how to go about doing something like that. But I have to say that one of our co-hosts on this show, his name is Sam. You'll see him around here carrying a big video camera.
Sure.
I think that Sam really needs to meet up with you because he's somebody who's interested in filing criminal charges against these government bureaucrats.
That's exactly what
and going to this the grand jury and
grand jury
really
is your key.
Yep, and taking
the grand
it all
jury
the way.
Is your key.
He wants to take it all the way.
Yep.
So I want to make sure that I make your acquaintance with him a little
bit
later.
I'll be more than happy to.
And you've been here promoting Fiji this weekend, and I'm a huge
I have a table
fan.
Out here. I'll be here for tomorrow and God willing and Sunday also.
So you can
invite everybody. Everybody stop by, pick up your literature, because we want to raise the level of awareness to the general public that you do have the power.
Yep.
And you have it when you're sitting on the jury.
Thank you, Dick Marple. I'm glad you came out here tonight, and thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
And I thank you once again for the privilege of being with you.
And I can tell you that the FIJA activism out here in New Hampshire is pretty unprecedented. I mean, in the Keene area alone, we have activists out every single month out in front of the courthouse handing out flyers to every individual that comes into that courthouse. I'd like to see that spread across the rest of the state. I don't know why the activists haven't started doing it in the other areas. There's certainly enough activists out there to get that done. So it's in their ballpark. At this point, it's up to them to take action.
What we have to do is we have to motivate the people. Have them stop by.
We're out of time, Dick. Thank you so much. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4fitlegs.com. That website is the number 4fitlegs.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. but with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. We can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, they are completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com is the place to go there. That's one of the things you can do on the website. BBS is full of over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there today and get a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. So we continue here with more interviews. People are all over the place at the Liberty Forum, although right now most of them are in a speech. They're in the keynote speech. Slash dinner with Dr. Mary Ruart, who we're hoping to get on the show a little bit later on. As you may have heard, she ran for president on the Libertarian, attempted to run on the Libertarian Party ticket, but they narrowly rejected her in favor of some fascist. So we'll come back to that a little bit later. In the meantime, we have the president of the Free State Project with us. His name is Varen Swearingen. Actually, the second term.
That's
Varen.
Right. I'm the only one dumb enough to do this twice.
Now, why do you say that? Is it really that difficult of a position?
No, you know, well, there is a lot of work, but I enjoy it. It's the kind of work that I guess it suits me. I was a little early coming back, but I had to take a little time off from work, or a Free State Project work, to do real work, like actually making money. I don't know if everyone out there knows this, but none of us are paid anything at all.
Well, so, when you say none of us.
That volunteer for the Free State Project.
Gotcha. Yeah. And we're not being paid for this, as a matter of fact.
Right. So, I don't have a salary or anything like that. So I have a day job, and that sort of takes precedence.
You know what? We haven't really mentioned yet tonight on the show what the Free State Project is. So since you're the president, if you are asked what the Free State Project is, how would you describe it to someone who'd never heard?
Well, the shortest answer, and I tend to give long answers. Of course, Dr. Mary Ruart is in there giving short answers. She's good at that.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. So I guess the shortest answer would be it's an agreement among libertarians to move to the state of New Hampshire to pursue a society in which the maximum role of government is a protection of life, liberty, and property.
That about sums it up. And that's what's happening. People are actually moving now, because originally it was just a concept, and a brilliant one at that. Came out in the early portion of this decade, and it was published on the Internet. It kind of caught fire a bit, and people started signing up. And then later on, there was a vote, and 10 different states were on the table as far as being the options as to where people would end up moving. Mm-hmm. And New Hampshire won pretty overwhelmingly, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And shortly thereafter, people began moving. You, in fact, were one of the earliest movers.
I was early, yeah. And I moved right about 1 year after that vote was held. And at that time, there were less than 70 people who had moved. Now there's hundreds.
We're over 600. Over 600 total free staters. That doesn't
include almost 700 now.
That includes people that were already in New Hampshire, though.
That's correct. And we stopped signing up people, so the number doesn't get inflated by people who already live here now.
Right.
We only sign up people outside of New Hampshire at the present time.
And those sign-ups seem to be increasing. I've been has been watching the counter. We recently hit the 9,000 mark, so 9,000 people committed.
And the 9,100 mark already.
That's right. And it seemed like it was just a handful of weeks later.
A couple. You know, I've been trying to check now and then at the graphs that sort of show the signers and stuff like that. I think the graphs are behind.
They
right
are.
Now.
Yeah, that's a technical detail. We'll work on that.
Okay, great.
The rate.
It is a volunteer organization.
That's
right.
I know. We have a hard time with that. The rate, though, is live, and I think we're over 20 a week now for the last like 6 months, which is a significant increase over, say, a year ago.
Yeah,
it would have been like, 11 or something?
Yeah,
11,
something like
that. So that's good news. And there are probably a variety of factors. I mean, number one, there is a lot of synergy up here. A lot more activism is happening now than has ever happened, and it's being publicized. It's being put on YouTube. In fact, a lot of the activism, one of the things that I really like about the Free State Project's website now is that there's the blogs on the front page.
Yeah.
Which I think really adds what was much needed at one time, a freshness factor to the website, where people can go, and not only can they see that the counter's been updated with new signers, but they can also look over in the right-hand side, and they can see what's happening today as far as in the soon-to-be free state, in New Hampshire. What are the activists doing? What are they saying? Essentially, you guys aggregate several different blogs from across the state, including freekeen.com. And you put it up on the front page of the site, which I think is great. It gives people a real window into the world of what's happening here. So I think that, combined with, of course, the Ron Paul campaign, has done a lot to really bring some new people into this movement. And it's great. There's so many new faces here.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And, in fact, we did a little show of hands during the first session this morning.
Oh, really?
I would say about half of the people here are from out of state.
That's fantastic.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. And they get, you know, I've heard several stories already this weekend about them coming. They hear this great lineup of speakers. And maybe more importantly, they meet a whole bunch of actual real people. These are not handles on a bulletin board. We have, you know, lives and jobs. And a lot of us have moved here, and they meet us, and they say, that's all right. We're going to do this.
Right. Well, I would imagine if you've seen someone else and met someone else who has already gone through the steps, it probably makes it a little more tangible for you rather than just being an idea that you run across on the Internet. You see that, wow, hundreds of people have already moved to New Hampshire. If they can do it, surely I can do it. I mean, we've had, obviously, people that are younger have been kind of most of the early movers because the younger folks out there have less strings tying them down. But there are people that are you know, middle-aged or some, I guess, older than that have made the move. And a lot of them, I mean, I know Brian Travis is one of the more recent movers. He had to cross the country four or five times to take several loads of stuff to come up here. So, I mean, for a 20-year-old to throw a backpack in the back of his car and drive up is no big deal. It's an amazing show of dedication to the ideals of liberty when somebody picks up their life and their 12 horses and their, spends $40,000 on a truck just so he can move everything over. I mean, it's just the moving stories alone are so incredible.
We had a whole family. So for us, it was a semi-truck that moved us out here from California, you know? So that's not just across, you know, the border. It was a big deal.
Yeah, it can be a big commitment for a family.
And when we moved, interestingly enough, it was a different environment here. I remember throwing a housewarming party in Keene, and two of us had moved, myself and Russell Canning. I don't know. He's probably been on the show here, right?
Yeah, not yet this weekend, but I saw him walking around today.
But anyways, Russell had moved about the same time as me, and we threw a housewarming party. We thought, it'd be fun to see if there's any more Free State Project participants.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any? Or is this just a big, you know, facade? 50 people showed up
at
this thing, and I thought to myself, holy cow, there's 50 libertarians
in
the world.
That was years ago.
This was 4 years ago. Now somebody sneezes and 50 people show up.
Yeah.
You know? But everybody looked around. That was the first time. I think that was the first time that everybody looked around and thought to themselves, wow, this is really
something's happening here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. And, of course, the more people that come here, the more will happen, the more it will be promoted, and the more people will come. I mean, it's just going to all build upon itself.
Yeah.
It's going to snowball.
That is what's happening.
And already the government guys are obsessed with us. Some of them are obsessed with the Free State movement because, well, they must, you know, they can probably tell something's changing, too, and they're probably quite frightened about what that, you know, might entail for the future of their pension plans.
Sure. Well, some of them are happy that we're here, you know, and I run into those kinds of people. I say, well, you know what? You guys really have this freedom idea figured out, and we like that. And then there are the ones. There's one that lives down the street from me. You know who I'm talking about. He's a state rep, and he's not real happy that we're here.
Too bad for him.
Too bad.
Because they can cry and moan about it all they want. The reality is more movers are coming every single month.
That's
every
right.
year is going to build upon the years before it.
Yeah.
And
I just met somebody that moved this week, and I've never even heard of this person before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just seeing all the new faces around here. And, of course, inevitably I ask the question, you know, well, do you live here yet, or is this your first time in New Hampshire? Yes, there's so many first-timers that are either – some people just moved in 3 days ago. Some people are here for the very first time, and it's just an amazing experience being around hundreds of like-minded individuals. And that's part of what the Liberty Forum is about, really concentrating all these people in one hotel for the weekend. But after this is over, most of these guys go home, and they spread out across the state, and they get together on a weekly basis. And then
they do stuff.
Yeah, there are dozens of people that get together on a weekly basis and do things. I know that and they're doing a variety of different things. I know the Keen people are looking at doing a food drive soon, so jumping into the charity wing. Hey, Varun, always good having you on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Varun Swearingen from the Free State Project, the president of the Free State Project. More on the way from the Liberty Forum, the 2009 Liberty Forum here in Nashua, New Hampshire. More Free Talk Live, taking your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, Call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage. It's that simple. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff you need for life and support Free Talk Live all at the same time. Again, enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those who are simply curious about libertarian philosophy to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to theihs.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. They got a couple of new seminars coming up, as a matter of fact. It's Moral Foundations of Capitalism and Scholarship and a Free Society. Go to theihs.com.
Very cool. So all night long here, we're continuing the coverage of the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum and still taking your calls as well. Let's jump into your calls and start and talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the radio today, and I very rarely do that. And I turned it on, and about 2 minutes later, here comes this little historical moment, blah, blah, blah. It's called One Moment in America. And so they're talking okay. about how this guy got to be the president by accident, and they said he was the accident something or other. Anyway, the guy they're talking about.
What guy are you referring to? I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The guy they're talking about is John Tyler.
Okay.
He became president when William Harrison died of pneumonia because he stood out in the cold and gave a 4-hour inauguration speech.
Hmm.
He died of pneumonia a month later, and this guy, John Tyler, became president. Well, William Henry Harrison was a big protectionist, and he wanted to pass really high tariffs, and they had all this stuff all set up for him to sign as soon as he got into office. And he ended up dying before he did any of it. And this guy Tyler comes in, he's in the same party, the, you know, the party that Abe Lincoln was a member of and all that. And this guy takes office, they didn't know hardly anything about him. Well, they put all these tariffs in front of him, and he said, no, I'm not going to sign any of that. And it just the way that they made this guy sound on the radio today, like he didn't do anything that pleased anybody, and he didn't have party affiliation. Well, when he refused to sign these huge tariffs, they kicked him out of the Whig Party.
Hmm.
So, to my mind, the guy was a hero, and I thought the way they represented him on the radio was just...
Well, it figures. I mean, that's sort of how the historians look back at various different presidents over time, is the ones that that started the most wars, the ones that killed the most individuals, the ones that
big taxes,
the biggest
big
tyrants,
programs.
Right? The ones that are the most tyrant, tyrannical, they are lauded as the greatest presidents. And the others, the people like the guy you mentioned, I never even heard his name before. They're completely forgotten. And so you're absolutely right. It's just tragic. And of course, Abraham Lincoln has to be the Abraham Lincoln and FDR be the perfect examples of how history just lavishes praise on these most violent of men.
It's a pretty well-known fact that the Civil War started over tariffs, not slaves. So I just want to thank you guys for having your show, and I learned it all because I listened to you, and then I ended up finding the work of Thomas DiLorenzo, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with him.
Yes, so, he wrote The Real Lincoln, and it's a real, from what I understand, I've not read it myself, but it's quite in-depth. Study of what he was really like, the story the high school textbooks won't tell you. Thank you for the call tonight, Andy. 800-259-9231 is the number. We talked to Jerry in Colorado. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Jerry, Colorado, going once. Jerry in Colorado, going twice. All right. 800-259-9231 is the number. By the way, since we're on location here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the 2009 Liberty Forum, we don't have our webcam with us. Not because we probably couldn't have bought some webcam and set it up. Maybe we can do that next year. But this year we don't have our webcam, so Yadra is here with his Quick Cam. He's got an iPhone with Quick.com on it, and he's live streaming a video feed of this show to the internet right now. So if you want to see that, you can go to Quick.com, QIK.com/YadraVoat. That's YadraVoat. So great way to see the show if that's something that you're interested in doing tonight. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Joining us, another special guest. His name is Anthony Gregory. Anthony, if you, I presume you want to sit in here, get a little closer, in fact, a lot closer to that microphone. Anthony Gregory is one of the article writers, the writers for LouRockwell.com. If you've been to LouRockwell.com more than, once, you've probably seen his articles all over the place.
We've read a bunch of his stuff.
We've certainly used a number of your articles on the air, and they're fantastic. And welcome to Free Talk Live. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you for coming out to New Hampshire, because normally you live out in Berkeley. Is that right?
Yeah, or abnormally, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, everybody lives abnormally in Berkeley.
I live there, and I've lived there pretty much my whole life, in the Bay Area of California, rather. And I'm glad to be here. I'm having a lot of fun.
Now, having read a number of your articles over the years at LouRockwell.com, I've gotten the impression that you have been involved in the Libertarian Party, and that maybe, somewhat like me, you've been a little bit disappointed with the direction it's gone.
Well, you know, I've been trying not to be too critical lately, but yes, I'm not entirely happy with the tendency to water down principle anywhere I see it, and there have definitely been signs of that in the LP.
You've been you held their feet to the flames in a number of articles, and I really enjoyed it, because it's just it's a tragedy what has happened to them. And as I understand it, the founder of the Libertarian Party, David Nolan, is here this weekend. I didn't get to see his opening address. Were you there for that this morning?
No, I missed it too.
Did you see it, Mark?
Sorry to say.
I guess we all
were out.
It.
We were out. We were at a business meeting.
I hear it was very good.
I heard that he was planning on ripping them a new one, but I'm not sure how much he ripped them or not.
I know that Chris Lawless is here, so he'll let us know what happened.
Chris Lawless he didn't see it either.
You better go find out what the hell happened.
There were hundreds of people here that were watching it. Now, there are a lot of people here at the Liberty Forum that you can't hear them right now. Normally they would be buzzing in the background, but right now they're all watching Dr. Mary Ruart, which I'm amazed that you aren't actually watching Dr. Ruart right now.
Well, I had another engagement.
I see. Well, it's good, because we can use the guests during the downtime. That's
your speech, you gave one today?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
I gave a talk. It was called "The Drug War Versus American Civilization," and
who's winning?
Well, unfortunately, American civilization's not winning. I went over the one thing I did was I talked about how the drug war has undermined every amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Sure.
I talked about how it undermines civil society, international peace, the social fabric, and pretty much everything.
Wait a minute. The Third Amendment is what they can't house soldiers in your. Surely there's the drug war.
Well, in the 90s, in the Las Palmas housing project, basically in Puerto Rico, the National Guard moved in there looking for drugs. Mm-hmm. And then after a few years, they were still there. There were hundreds of them. And I also talked in the case of the Third Amendment about how, you know, the point of the Third Amendment was also to. you know, to guard against the basic tendency of militarizing domestic law enforcement, because the Quartering Act, that you talk about quartering soldiers and the whole Quartering Act that the British had imposed, it forced the colonists to support the redcoats in their midst in indirect ways, too. And so I talked about how the drug war undermined posse comitatus, how the drug war was the first rationale behind the militarization of the raid at Waco and so forth.
And it, of course, bears mentioning that it has resulted in, last year alone, 1.5 million Americans being arrested.
Yeah,
the tragedy just continues on.
No.
So do you think that Obama's going to hold to his promise of shutting down the DEA raids in California?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I try to reserve judgment. They're only promising to stop the raids of medical marijuana. We don't really know if that means they'll stop raiding marijuana dispensaries altogether. I mean, they could always say, some of this isn't for medicinal use.
That's true.
And if he indeed did it, and I would cheer him on insofar as he did that, it would be great. Anytime anyone is not jailed for something they shouldn't be jailed for is great, and it's sad that sick people are jailed, but I fear that even if we won that victory, the drug war, of course, would persist. It could always get worse in other ways.
And there's certainly that potential.
Yeah, I've always wondered about this, that marijuana sort of finances the drug war in fines and forfeitures and things like that. And I wonder how it's going to affect the drug war as a whole by stopping, making marijuana legal.
Well, you know, things could go either way. On the one hand, maybe people will start to open their eyes and it'll be a good gradualist move toward liberty on the issue. On the other hand, I mean, I could see even if they legalized marijuana altogether, started diverting more resources to the other drugs, they could always spend more money on it.
Short on time. We're going to come back with more here. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.